This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, September 6, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. The largest labor federation in the United States, the AFL-CIO, is condemning racist and neo-Nazi actions coming out of the Donald Trump administration. The federation represents some 12 million members in 56 national and international unions. At the start of the Trump administration, the federation said it would work with the White House on programs which would help American workers. Programs such as national infrastructure rebuilding. It agreed, for example, to participate in a committee called the Council on Manufacturing. That changed when Donald Trump reacted to a demonstration where a young woman was killed while protesting a march by racist, anti-Semitic neo-Nazis. He said there were fine people on both sides, igniting a storm of criticism by seemingly supporting the white supremacists. The AFL-CIO immediately reacted by pulling out of the Council on Manufacturing. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka was asked why the Federation had done so.
First of all, we obviously didn't support Mr. Trump in the election. We endorsed and actively supported his opponent. But after the election, they reached out and we reached out and we sat down and talked. And what I said to them at that time is that we'll judge you by what you do. If you do things that are good for working people, we will support them. If you do things that are bad for working people, then we will oppose you. We immediately went into that mode. When he started attacking things like health and safety standards, coal mine standards, and those regulations, I had several meetings with the administration, told them the adverse and bad effect that that had on workers, showed them a position that would reverse that and actually help workers, make places more safe, or increase wages, and gave that to the administration. Unfortunately, in most cases, that wasn't taken. I think the difficulty that you had was you had two factions in the White House. You had one faction that actually had some of the policies that we would have supported on trade and infrastructure, but they turned out to be racist. And on the other hand, you had people that weren't racist, but they were Wall Streeters. The Wall Streeters began to dominate the administration and has moved his agenda back to everything that I think they fought against in the election. The committee itself, the manufacturing committee, it became a way to get every regulation that they didn't want to have to deal with off the playing field, and that was their solution for helping manufacturing. And obviously, we didn't agree with a lot of that. But then we had the Charlottesville thing, and the president made what I consider to be a terrible statement. The next day he corrected it, and then the next day after that he doubled down on the first day. And there were two issues. There was the symbolism of being connected with him with that type of a statement that, as I said earlier, was a spirited defense of white nationalists, neo-Nazis, and other groups of that sort. And we were not going to be associated with that, so we made the decision after consulting with a number of my affiliates. We made the decision to get off the council, and we made the conscious decision that it was intolerable.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.